Okay, on the next page, it looks correct, except that
anything else on page 10?
There seems to be a repeat under 4.1.2 of the first introductory phase with reference to this 99.9% expense spent on this program. My suggestion would be that we remove the first sentence of the second paragraph, which is with regard to the expenditure of as part of the federal budget, excluding direct jobs, expenditure depends on a 99.9%.
Page 11.
Yeah, on page 11, the first paragraph, the second line, the sentence that starts with of the six sub-programs. Sub-programs should just be programs. The six programs of the department.
I'm on page 12.
On page 12, the second paragraph, the third line, the amount 27,964 should be 27,965.
And it's billion,
not
billion. I'm on page 13.
The correct wording would have been the payment for capital assets. That's how it's wrote in there. So the word expenditure does not need to be there. Payment for capital
assets. On page 14 already.
Chair, on page 13, sorry, on page 13 there's an amount that needs to be corrected. The second paragraph that starts with the appointment of suppliers not listed on the database, the fourth line, contracts to the value of 1.190 million. That amount must be 493711, and the million must be deleted. So it's 493,711. The 15-16 amount.
They must report on all violence.
That's correct. you can say just vitamins. If you want to, you can say vitamins and 15 or so, because it's both in the case.
Okay.
reference to a first person where we should actually quote the third person. It is at the bottom of the last paragraph. Due to unavailability, I want to insert the word to unavailability of data. The AG found that due to limitations placed on the scope of his work, he was unable, instead of I.
The AG thought that he was unable to obtain sufficient availability of the indicator data.
And then I think there was a comment made last week in the committee, if I remember correctly. And perhaps the committee may want to add it. In the fourth line, the last line of that page, where it refers to page 21, when it refers to the underspending of 50.717 million, that in brackets, the percentage of 0.078% is included. But there was a specific comment in the committee that the percentage of underspending is actually so low. And the percentage is 0.078, and you might want to include it if you wish.
I'm proud.
It's his personal opinion.
No, I said he's proud of it.
He's very proud of it. Oh, okay. So I thought you said bravo to him.
The same thing.
Yeah. He's proud of it. Okay. It's the same man of well. Secondly, there is towards the middle of the paragraph, we refer to
effective financial management. But we then repeat that again, ensuring effective financial management. Can you see there's a repeat there as well? Yes. Okay, so that is those are, and then for the year under review, the program has planned to deliver 5 targets, of which 3 were achieved. As yeah, there's a lot of as planned. In fact, I've deleted many of the as planned. It's just a way of writing entries. But okay, and then the last correction was proposed that we put between brackets. It's paragraph starting with the 3 achieved targets were filling 90% of the approved funding purpose in the middle of the page, and then we put between brackets with 92.3% achievement, close brackets.
And that takes me to page 25.
Chair, second paragraph. The committee was informed that a service provider had been procured to assist the department with capturing large volumes of applications. I think they said, and they can correct me if I'm wrong, that that service provider was not employed last year. He's only just been appointed. So that wouldn't apply to the last year's annual. Am I wrong?
Okay, one of the
Have three campuses been built? I thought only one had been finally completed. Of the 12. And the others were still on the way. Oh, well, that's the other point. Here it's put as one of the targets, sorry, on page 29, second paragraph. The purpose of the program is to, and then in the middle it says, to strengthen geographic spread of TVET through the establishment of 12 additional sites of delivery. But that is not reported in this section as whether or not it has been achieved. And then later when it is reported, it says three campuses were built. In the recommendations, I think, it says three campuses were built. Anyway, just clarity needed.
How many campuses did you build, Mr. Brown? Both three out of the 12, didn't you?
No, the 12 are additional. Right. That's going up to March 2020. We've started construction on three, of which one is complete, and two are still in the process of completion. I suppose this is sourced in the annual report.
Yeah.
But I mean, what I can communicate to you is that CFO is the correct in building the 12 procurement. So the total figure is 15. Like in the previous, the total figure is 15. In the previous year, we have issued three contracts. Of which one contractor has completed the work, two has not. And the additional 12 is going forward.
So there are two corrections here. One is, there's a correction here because that target, which is mentioned in the first paragraph of this section, needs to then be commented on later in the section, the target of 12. You know, or in the first paragraph of the section on TV, the targets are set out in the second paragraph. The program was allocated and these were the things that it was meant to be used for. Then later it says, well, did it use it for those things? And the answer is no, in terms of the 12 campuses. So it weren't built. So they fell short on that because I think three are meant to be further along than they are. And then in the recommendation section, we need to put in something like finish the three. And speed up the 12.
What you put in?
Just for my own clarity on this point, when we are building the additional universities like the one in Kimberley, what do you call it? Salt Lake, we start mentioning that we have a university there, but it is, I think, a distance away from being completed. But because it is functioning, and I think it has enrolled 300 students, we already mentioned it as a university that because it is operational. When we're talking about the three, one completed and the other two, are these other two also already operational? And they started one phase enrolling and doing work, or what is the case?
Says no to the
No.
Not only one.
Not only one.
Given that answer, yes, I think that is it, because what is so important for us, completion is fine, the other two do mention, what is very critical is if students are there, if they are not students, say they are not yet functional.
No, I think we understand. For us, completion means we have voted, but you didn't vote the structure, and they are nothing in there. Don't flip and say we have voted. If you do not have any use of the voting, then of course, as far as we are concerned, it's not completed. Because to vote the university or college, and the students are unable to use it, it can't be complete. So I think that's what we have found for these three projects. Also, the one, two, there are some that are not completely operational. Yeah. After those clarities, Chair will resume.
Just a side issue, but important for the committee. Could we have a specific report on the building of the 12 colleges, the stage at which each one is brought to us by the department when they next come?
I'm sure when they do their second quarter, if you can say something about it. Whether it's the second quarter target or not, just to clarify, just to clarify completely for us, the aspect of the draft is possible. On page 51.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, you know, just the last matter that Mr. Patel raised, I think I just need the wording of that paragraph, because it says that the performance of the following target has not been reported due to the unavailability of data for the system. These targets were, and then the 15% of the performance as part of those that were not reported.
So
the sentence is correct. If you look at the actual table in the annual report, it also states the department is not in a position to generate the statistics.
Okay, so we won't see any changes to that.
So that's not necessary for me.
Thank you for that help.
So,
achieve, that's where you start, the department. question asked on the what the order the general says.
Can I pass? The overall achievement is 47%, but that the misleading thing here is that it says the department achieved 8% of the system, so it looks as though you're talking about the department as a whole. So I can recommend that we just say in these two crucial areas the department only received 50%. In other words, it mentions TVET and CET. In these two areas the department achieved. In these two areas, so that it's clear that they're only talking about those two. In these two programs.
Achieved what?
8 and 0.
Sure.
Where does the 47% come in?
That's the department as a whole, including all other areas.
Yes. Yeah.
This is only in these two areas.
So the way we have it here is correct, except for the additional wording that you.
Yeah, I think one must be careful how you word that sentence, because for TVET, for example, on the system target there was one target met. One target met, not 1%.
No, one target met.
Can
I ask that we revisit the wording of this one? Because rather revisit, we hear what you're saying, we hear what all three different people are saying. Let's revisit what the proper wording is. We really want the department to use the opportunity to certify spell in the statement. Just double check.
I was trying to reword it to make it more clearer.
6.1.12. It was concerning that there were uncertainties relating to the amount of, and then the sentence goes right up to in dealing with this matter. And then the department indicated that possible pension liability was a result of non-payment of pay. I think, I don't know if I would make these two different sentences, but maybe we'll consider it among those that we reweight.
I think that, I don't think you must create anxiety, unnecessary anxiety in the area. And it can take an algorithm.
Sorry, Chair, can I just point out that on page 41, item 619, fourth line from the bottom, to date only 3 new TVET colleges have been built. In fact, 1 new TVET campus has been built. Not the entire college, 1 campus. Can I just correct that? 1-9. It should be about, firstly, the slow rate of construction of these campuses, and then funding sustainability of the operations.
May I please make a comment in terms of item 613, after 12. The issue is, the reason why we don't want people to leave for my contribution is twofold. One is, it is reflected in the Auditor General's report. And the second is, we are asking for additional funds from Treasury to be funded from the 5 billion provisional allocation to fund these pension liabilities. So on that basis, I think it should be reflected in the report.
Yes.
That's my honest personal view.
There are many heads that are nodding and are saying that we should leave it as it is. Leave it as a concept on the recommendation as you want.
Chair, I don't think it will create anxiety in that chair. May I have some hope?
So the anxiety comes with you when like correct me, that's exactly my problem with the anxiety, because they don't reflect on properly the listening.
Yeah, I would recommend the wording as in the IG report be used.
Yeah, I just want to say just
the amount in the agency report is correct, so it has here. Yeah. But the wording is slightly different, so I think let's not use the agency report.
I am on page 43.
The bullet points on that page.
At the bottom.
Yes, so the first bullet point, I think there needs to be consistency in this document as to whether headcount is meant for enrollment. Because from what I understand, headcount is only 300 and something thousand. Other way around. Headcount is the bigger amount, and then the smaller amount is the actual students who are there. Is that right?
No, other way.
Full-time equivalents.
Okay. full-time equivalent. So, well, I just think my partner needs to look at which figure she uses when. Is she always going to use headcount? Is she ever going to use a smaller figure? So I'm obviously wrong, because I think she's always using headcount, from what I can see. So it's probably answered. Thank you.
No, I mean, I think Honourable Gazzoli has indicated she accepts that the issues that are being used are headcount around. But the clarity around full-time equivalent is you can have two people doing 6 months, 6 months, so that's two heads. Sorry, the same person doing 6 months, 6 months, that's two heads, but it's one. Full-time equivalent is how much time in a year. So if we have one person doing four courses in the year, it will become four as heads. Because of the trimester and semester system in colleges. And we do not use the full-time equivalent number, it's only purely for funding purposes. But for enrollment, yes, come. Construction. the previous must lay the way. This issue is particularly on the reporting of examination information. So the proposal is, this has impacted negatively on the department in as far as it relies on state for examination data. So that's the essence of this particular paragraph. So we rely on CETA because CETA keeps the record of every student. And since the system has had a problem in terms of going back to 1999 or 2007 with the records not being cleaned, it's only when CETA completely cleans the system will we be able to track every individual what in that particular system. We have made requests to CETA on numerous occasions, and now that the system is coming to be much cleaner, that data will be able to be extracted automatically. Because at the moment we extract the data, if you remember in August 2015 we had 256,000 certificates outstanding. It would have been nonsensical to then pull out information on certification when the data itself was not correct. So the proposal here is it stands as it is, but where CETA is involved, it is only in terms of the examination data.
Information or that number should be calculated, etc. And for that, I believe the department should be taking the lead and saying, this is our definition of enrollment. Enrollment is once you submitted your form, or once you've attended up to the 10th day of the term, or once you've enrolled for the exams, etc. Because examination enrollment and enrollment for study is not always the same. And many of the colleges also offer programs that are not necessarily administered by CETA. So there are all these other, can I call it, non-national examination assessments, etc. Maybe it's assessor, moderator, CETA administered kind of programs. And I think we need a system, a management information system, that will really give us accurate information over a period of time for the full picture of what's happening at our public theater colleges.
Chairperson, I did not focus with Honourable Honourable. If there was any. I'm just making a joke about it, Chair. Chairperson, all I'm saying is, I think we're now getting closer to what should be here. I wanted to suggest that Mr. Patel said we should change and make reference to examination data, which is outstanding from CETA, which is clear. But then we should delete data management for both the TFT and TVET sector. It's not CETA's responsibility, it's the department's responsibility. And I would like to suggest that we create the last sentence as follows. The department could not report performance on some of the system performance indicators due to data not being available from a management information system which is currently being developed.
No.
Because my understanding was that the department has indicated that they are busy with the development of that system with assistance from CETA. Because otherwise, no department can just delegate this responsibility of the management information to another department. I mean, clearly, yes, it is a state information and technology department, and it should create the necessary software, etc. But clearly, the department should stipulate what the requirements are.
Next question. It's too complicated now.
I tried to add something on it. The status of the system development currently is that the bigger project is HEDMIS, Higher Education and Training Management Information System. It has got subsystems. For example, one is HEMIS, which is Higher Education Management Information System. That subsystem is now operational. There is a sequence. Currently, we are working on the TVETMIS, which is a vocational, which is due to be complete by the end of the financial year, but functional by 2020. All of this is in place. We are also, on the other hand, dealing with the CETA, the SETMIS, for sector education and training authorities. Once the HEDMIS project is complete by 2020, which is supposed to be a system that would interact with the national learner record system of SACWA, all these other subsystems that exist that are held by exams and others will be speaking to that by then. But currently, we are done with HEMIS, busy with the rest of the subsections. Another point that I wish to make besides this is that we've inherited a situation where adult basic education exams and in fact all external exams have been managed in one central data system managed by CETA. So hence Mr. Patel explaining that if you just add those two words there, it will complete. Because his understanding is that CET, which has inherited the exam data of former adult education, is still held by CETA. And so when they fix that mainframe system that they are responsible for, it will fix both set of data that they have inherited. I think it's not correcting any wrong thing, but it's just contextualizing so that, because I don't think anyone is wrong. I think it's just to contextualize it so that there is nothing wrong in the sentence, but also understanding that, because in my mind there are suggestions now on how we must deal with it when we already have a project which is due to be reported to this committee by the end of the financial year in terms of what progress we have made.
Chair, always get alarmed when people start talking about system, because in the past we've encountered serious real issues about the certificate thing. Was delayed, we had a backlog, and when we asked if the problem was system, and when Walusi said, the CEO said, I can give the department somebody who'll come and do the right system. We see the backlog has gone down, we have actually overcome the problem of backlog. So system is not just a nice, fancy word, it can cause pain to students, get students delayed in what they've achieved, like with certificate, and therefore, don't just say it is systems, there's no problem, because systems can cause this is a problem to human being called to do that. I would suggest that you really look at this mental system, because if you don't get your system right, I know the end result is going to be students will suffer. So I really appeal that you look very deeply, very seriously at the right systems to use and use the right system for the benefit of students. Otherwise, all the time, the detriment goes to students. That's it.
Let's come to Honorable Helen, and I would want us to be clarified on what is wrong with the sentences at the moment.
Professor, can I just say that I understand why Mr. Patel, the acting DDG, reacted, because I excluded the words with reference to CET and TS. And my proposal would then be to say this has impacted negatively on the department as far as it relies on the State Information Technology Agency for examination data management of both the CET and TS sectors. Now, the only thing is, I don't agree with the next sentence, and that is the department could not report performance on some of the systems due to data not being available from CETA. Is it necessary to have that? We've already said that. So why, you see, this seems to be, you know, sort of
not to be.
Okay, let's just a minute.
I can take it out.
Is this your problem?
I can have it.
The duplication.
I can take it.
On page 45.
Sorry, can you, just on page 44, just a paragraph before the CETA paragraph. The third last line refers to the department will build 1,000 additional beds.
Yeah.
But we will not build beds. So I would recommend that we provide the space for 1,000 additional beds.
No, I don't agree with you. Remember, you do build because you have CETA sectors where things, they are in every conceivable sector in
the
state.
To provide.
It's to provide space for 1,000.
Okay.
On page 45, the second last bullet should then be adjusted this time in terms of the building of beds.
Provide.
To provide space for additional beds.
Page 45, start with the minutes. Noted that
some of the institutions reporting to the department are not obliged in terms of the period made to report. And then we can proceed to the next sentence. The AG has expanded audits of more institutions. Now, when we say the last recommendation is the committee recommends that the department and the auditor general relook at the matter, I don't think that's what we are recommending. We are saying to the department, you are aware of this shortcoming. What are you doing to fix it? So we should say the committee recommends that the department meets with the auditor general so as to develop the necessary regulation to keep all institutions accountable. Because you see, Chairperson, we have been informed that universities are reporting due to
in terms of regulation.
What about 7.3 that says that?
Yes, I know. But that's why we're moving on to 7.3. But I don't think our comments are appropriate in 7.2.
Which part of
the first sentence. Committee noted that the PFMA excludes the listing of institutions from higher education schedule 3. That was a comment that was made during deliberations. But Chairperson, we already made that last year, quite frankly. The point is, what are we doing about it? We now are saying to the department, please develop the necessary regulations so similar to those developed for universities, because they're also not listed in the PFMA. So why do we make a dominant ask about this? We must just make sure that we fill those gaps, because I think it's important. Having heard what the Auditor General said, we should tighten the sort of controls over those entities.
But there's no material damage to the regulator. It's simply just contextualizing the first part, because maybe just join 7.2 and 3 and take out the committee recommends that the department agree to take that one out, and 7.3 is to be out specifically and say what they should do. But I think it follows nicely on reminding sticking to the point that you made in the message. Who says that we have? But that is on this one.
Chairperson, you can rule me out of order. I wasn't here when the committee started. But what I can tell you is that there is a problem that we have with the AG in regards to the cost of the audit. And my understanding is that this point may have arisen out of the AG's concern that senior colleges are not able to pay the costs that are incurred. And my reading of this is, if that is the case, you as a committee have indicated that the department and the AG must go and sort it out.
So we will say that somewhere else.
Because it says here, they cannot afford the costs related to the obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the material essence of that particular paragraph, because from the background I know that colleges and the AG are butting heads, because the cost of auditing has increased almost 200-300% for colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7.3 is a completely new one, and which I think it's correct. There is no regulatory mechanism. But the substance of 0.7.2 is about the cost of audit.
It's not that you're asking it to change.
No, I'm just asking, maybe refreshing the committee of what actually they deliberated on. I'm just bringing in information that I have from outside relating to the issue of cost.
Yes, Chair, on the same thing on the
Chairperson, I think we have made the note about costs, but remember, we didn't really deliberate with that aspect during our deliberation.
Yes.
So I don't want to sneak in anything that was not there. You see, the problem is this. I can understand why the costs of those colleges' audits are quite high. It depends on the systems that they have. So once they have put in place the necessary internal controls, etc., the cost of the
go down. That is why it's so high, because it takes long. They don't have the documentation that the Auditor General requires. They don't have the, you know, the controls in place.
Well,
so
I think we together now on this. It's 7.3.
We combine.
But stay there also, because even on the last point that you have made now, they might go and then they look all of the things, but in addition to that, they must be regulated. Further recommend the policy considering the regulating policies in the future financial plans of the institution.
Chair, may I just say, I need your guidance. I've got a number of issues that I believe the report is silent on, that I would love to raise here in committee. But I think it might be best if I raise it right at the end, once everybody is okay with what is in the report, and then we can have a discussion.
Sure, we can take your proposal.
And then, Chair, on this one of the audits and so on, I do think that the sentence can be cleaned up slightly. So perhaps more powerful. She's followed the debate, we all agree on it. But I think if we say the AG has expanded audits of more institutions, I think institutions can be just better described.
Yeah.
And obligations can just be put in the field.
I'm on item 7.4.
Okay.
And this refers to the information management system recommendation, where I think we need to modify it to fit in with what was said earlier, that recommends that the information management system, TVET MIS, should be hastened or something, you know, should be expedited and implemented for TVET and TVET sector. And then I do have a question about costs here. I did raise it earlier. Maybe this is the right place. These colleges can't even get their marks in because they don't have the people, they're inefficient, they haven't got systems in place. How will they respond to having to, I mean, I know that in universities, HEMIS has entire departments just dedicated to running HEMIS. So every college is going to have one of those departments. We're looking again at costs and complexity in 50 colleges, and I think that aspect of it needs to be looked at as well. So I'd like a sentence in there saying the costs of to colleges of implementing the system need to be seriously examined.
Anyone that has got an objection to that, that can't agree, which is your point earlier and 7.2.
Chairperson, I mean, I hear what Honourable Patrone is saying, but I'm just worried. You know, if you look at universities, they are in a difficult situation. In the case of colleges, there is provision for compensation of employees by the department. So obviously, the department could stipulate that there should be a dedicated person or two that is running the information side of it. Remember, we must also compare apples with apples. I mean, colleges don't have the extensive number of students. Yes, there is a complicating factor, and that is that students are enrolling for more courses and it's maybe 6 monthly courses, etc. You know, that is a fact. But the point that I'm just making is this the appropriate time to make that point? Because then we are discouraging, and we cannot measure the system without having a proper management information system. We can't manage the outcomes. And we have to bring input and output. We have to join it together. So, again, I don't have a significant concern, but is it necessary to maybe delay the implementation of this system because of cost? And I don't want us to create that impression.
No, I think I mean it was useful all the points that you made, but I don't think that we are in disagreement with each other. And I think where we are covered, the word says similar to, it doesn't say such as must be agreement. Yeah, it says similar. It doesn't say so similar means that you don't have to pay the system that our issue is not system to pay. Mm-hmm. It's not you mentioning
remind you that that's where the three new colleges is.
Okay.
Erroneously.
The three new colleges?
7.9.
But let me note that it's a commitment to build 12 new civil college campuses with no shutdowns. Isn't that
good? Mr. Chair, except I think it might be good to add by 2020, as we said, to the department as well. 12 campuses by 2020.
There's only three new civil colleges.
Only one football. How are you going to be 12?
People are nearing 100,000. One is one.
So, however, only one civil college campus was built.
Has been completed.
It has been completed.
Yeah. It's just on nearing completion.
Was always there, so it looks like I have, you know, in the reporting period, and perhaps Mr. Giba can assess, 12 was always there, that was the limit. But when we did our new strategic plan and our APP, there's a new 12 that is listed. So maybe Chairperson, I would agree, let's stick to the now to the 12. And then we would roll that 15 and let that come into the new process. Yes. Yeah. So let's leave it at 12 and let me would roll the number 15.
Yes.
Lest it creates more confusion.
We'll change the one and so on. Yes.
just before we leave it, very quickly, Hanford, it was saying the target is to build 12. Out of the 12, 3 have been completed. Three are nearing completion, one has been completed. So which means out of the 12, actually, 9 is left, because 3 with one completed and the other two near completion. Is the 3, in other words, calculated out of the 12 target?
Papers that were given to you, so that's what we're working on.
activities. Here there are a few serious aspects that, because it does not come from the documentation, this report is silent on. And it is my impression that this commission can and should actually be giving our input also as to what would we like to see being addressed in the budget. And some of these serious items, from my mind serious, are, for example, the low throughput rates for our TLED colleges. We're starting with a management information system, but with the limited information that we do have, the throughput rates, as reported, do not seem to be good. The second one, and I think the department will agree, because Mr. Patel has even sent a circular in that regard, is that the syllabi for our native programs are completely outdated. And I think they actually need money for a serious revision of those existing qualifications. I don't know if we've really addressed the whole issue regarding the examination administration. That's completely under-resourced at this point in time, which results in delays with marking, papers being leaked, etc. Then, Chair, we're asking for an additional 1,000 beds in terms of student accommodation. But another issue that I find quite serious is that on a number of campuses, hostels, existing beds are empty because they're not being funded. You know, the colleges can't finance the students, can't support the students. They can't provide them with the necessary accommodation and the support that they are currently getting. Then another issue for me is the problem that college principals have in that they're lacking long-term and medium-term guidance in terms of planning. You know, they've only now apparently recently learned what their targets for next year can be. And that is probably something, because the department doesn't get that information or that clarity or that assurance from Treasury, that the department can't, pass on that information. And just another three aspects. I believe that there's a serious problem at our TVET colleges in terms of flexibility of, for example, remuneration to attract lecturing staff with the necessary qualifications and competencies, particularly in some areas where the government salary just can't compete with what a skilled artisan, and particularly if you wanted a well-qualified and well-skilled artisan, can earn in the private sector. The second last one that I have here is also that we need greater flexibility in bridging programs to assist learners who have got the necessary potential, but due to historical academic disadvantages, backlogs, they need bridging. And that currently the system doesn't give those learners the opportunity, so they drop out and they go and sit at home as frustrated. And then the one thing that I feel we've really not highlighted is the whole issue of the community education and training delivery sites and the need for more flexible access to those community education opportunities, for example, online learning, etc. We as a nation, I believe, are not giving adult people, enough of an opportunity to improve their qualifications and improve their skills. Those that wish to, but in many of our towns, unfortunately, those opportunities are just not being available. Thank you, ma'am. That's been quite a mouthful, and I'm looking towards you as the chair to say, do you want to incorporate some of this, and if so, must I just submit it perhaps to the researcher? Or would you like first for us to debate each of the areas? Thank you.
And just to show us if you attend staying to close the conference.
The answer is no.
Chairperson, can I just say that actually some of the points that Honourable Minister has raised are very, very good points, and in fact I would urgently request him, if he has formulated it, that he could forward it to you all, so that we could have a look at this. And my recommendation would actually be that we almost start, well, we deal with it in the following way, that we can make these points at the start before we proceed to the formal recommendation. You know, that also general concerns or general recommendations to the department. And then we list those matters that are also going to be and that we then thereafter move towards the, you know, the, and in some cases obviously it is almost a recommendation that we are making. So I don't want to lower it in terms of ranking. But I think it would be good if we raise a general concern about matters that we want the department to attend to. So I believe we should support the principal, because clearly we want to achieve the set goals in the end.
Okay, Kana, so let's try
Thanks, Chair. Yes, I also just think I would like to see what the Honourable Van Der says.
Can I believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm panicking these days when I must mention the name. Because I get a mental blockage of some sort. Yeah, no, I just want to see them in there. Whether they must come in the front or at the end, with recommendations, so as long as they are in there, they are part of this report. Chair, you know, you made something important about MC policy. I don't know, Joe Fuli, but it is still important. A lot of them are actually at an implementation level. Take the one electronic. The electronic one, MC has said doors of learning must be open. But that's how you're going to open those doors, because it's not an easy thing. It involves money, affordability. That is a big question. Now, we are told that the whole world today is going electronic, and that way they are able to educate more people. We are told in America, one university educates 100,000 students, which is so. If you could do that for South Africa, there's definitely potential for development. Now, I don't see us taking up a big campaign of this electronic thing. Because it should go on to a campaign. People must be aware of it. While we're talking about student accommodation, student classes, we must also know there's another alternative. And if we take that alternative, it will solve our problem of student accommodation, and it will employ more academics. So there will be more people disseminating information and producing people with skills and knowledge and professionality, which is a better society to live in. So the question with that electronic thing for the department is, when we're making the recommendation, is how do we impact in a big way, in the press, in the TV, everywhere else, and raise awareness about the electronic, the electronic alternative of the type of education the world is taking. But the point is, let all that he has said be there, whether the front or the back, let it just be there.
Professor?
Chairperson, I wanted to concur with the same sentiments, that the points that he has raised are very pertinent, and we need to ensure that they are also factored in. And of course, they're just in point form for them to suit our report. I think think Mapa will be able to do that. Whether we say these, I mean, they're part of the concerns, observations, but we need to have them here. Having said that, Chairperson, I think there is another point that we've been speaking about. I don't know whether it's well covered within the report, the issue of tracking our the graduates, tracking the program, to know where they are, see the colleges, whether they do that. Are they in the place of work? And also, that strong partnership that must be between these colleges and the workplace, so that we get some skilled people from the workplace assisting these different colleges. I think that is the point that has been coming strongly throughout our deliberations. I believe that also could be factored in. Without saying that us populate our report, and I think if there is an important point, we need to ensure that it is factored in, Chairperson. Of course, I do note that among the points that have been raised, they somehow tally with one point, which is in the report. The issue of having those 10 universities dealing with skilling college lecturers. Yeah, I believe some of the points that the honourable member has raised tally with that point as well. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, I think
Honourable
Member has raised a question.
Can we reserve our right?
Then you take your proposal also up. Is it before your proposal do you reserve the right or after?
Chief, you know how it works, we just need our focus to
okay. All right. Now, okay, Honourable Members, but I do think that the majority of the members is good for us to move forward and that we must support this report. I must, Honourable Members, thank the department also for assisting. All of this is what we're getting to do to you. It's very useful that you assisted us in just correcting the figures and so on. And I'm going to give you yourself also.
patients in going through this survey thoroughly and ensuring that we do what we have to do. When the appropriations committee call upon you, I would ask you to start making your notes already to go and fight for what we are asking you for. Because from this committee, the fight must be at appropriations and at finance for them to effect these things and to look at the areas that we have pointed out, because we didn't make a general statement on the market that these are the certain things that we need to do that I think that the government can do. On that basis, honourable members, I want to ask, can we defer the minutes to the next meeting and at the rather end of the meeting of the year, and thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know.